This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I'm in the pavilion with Chris Mackey. He's a principal software engineer at Overstock.com, and you are the leader of the Utah Java Users Group, if I'm correct. So, Chris was just saying something inspirational.
About a month ago, we had a meeting at our Utah Java User Group to talk about building some open source software. And one of the things I had said to the team was, when I first started as a software engineer about 12 or 13 years ago, using Next technology, which is now macOS 10, we used to think that anything you can conceive of, anything you could think about was possible with software, and the sky was the limit, and we would try to do that. Today, it seems like we look at the Java APIs and the different Java packages and we say, well, this is all we can do. This is what the APIs tell us. And so I wanted to challenge you to think about anything that you can come up with and make it happen, because we can do that.
That's great. Another guy sitting here who isn't Sean Landis, because he has nothing to do with this conversation, was saying, could you give some specific examples of times where you think people actually just completely opened their minds up and freed themselves from any restraints of what was possible to and came up with some wild, crazy things?
So the first thing that comes to mind is back in those days, we were doing maybe more traditional client-server type applications, and so we would have a database, and then most of the logic was in kind of what we would call like a fat client today. And the graphical or presentation layers we would make with animations, or even in a business app, try to take, for example, one of the apps I worked on was a pipeline application, which doesn't sound very sexy or interesting, yet as we allocated data as it moved through, or product as it moved through the pipeline, we actually used animations to show pictures of the different places the product would go and have them fading in and fading out between themselves to show this or to visualize this movement of data. And when I think about that today, if I was going to do that in Java, it would seem to me like a daunting task given the complexities of maybe of some of the Swing APIs, and I know they've made a lot of improvements, but when I sit down to do an app today, I don't think whatever I can think of I'm going to do. I typically think the APIs and the design patterns tell me I've got to do this. And I think while we've made a lot of improvements by having, you know, cross-platform code and write once, deploy anywhere kind of things, we've also limited our thinking. And I think that's one of the messages Sun has had here at Java 1 this year, which is innovation. You know, they're going to provide us all the low-level tools, and it's now up to us to think of anything. You know, who would have thought of YouTube a few years ago? And those kind of things are the challenges we need to bring to ourselves today, the kind of things to think of.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.